This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Apple has finally inked a deal with the world's largest wireless carrier, China Mobile. The company has 760 million customers, many of whom will now have the option of getting an iPhone. The deal could mean tens of millions of phone sales for Apple, but there are challenges. Marketplace's Noel King takes a look.
Analysts are quick to point out that the deal between Apple and China Mobile has been in the works for years. Still, they admit the number of potential new iPhone buyers is enough to make your head spin.
China Mobile has more subscribers than six Verizons. So there's an awful lot of subscribers that Apple could not access before.
Frank Gillette is with Forrester Research. He says that number shrinks when you consider that millions of people in China already have iPhones. They're just using them through a different carrier. And the field is crowded with competitors whose phones cost less. But Peter Wallstrom, an analyst with Morningstar, says even if your average member of China's emerging middle class can't shell out hundreds of dollars on the spot, the phone has a lot of cachet.
It's quite easy for someone to save up and want to show the iPhone as a potential status symbol, so they're willing to save for X number of months in order to get that new product.
And he points out that Chinese New Year is approaching, and lots of people are going to be giving and receiving presents. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.